让我们再次感谢我们的长兴传奇给我们现场诗歌。
Let us give them a big hand. We want to thank our Evergreen Fellowship.
刚刚享受了美食和享受了音乐以后。
We enjoyed our wonderful dinner and we enjoyed the music that they made for us.
下面进入我们的感恩分享的时段。
Now we have testimonies of Thanksgiving.
刚才我们提到感恩节是数算恩典的时代，是。
We just mentioned that Thanksgiving is a time when we count our blessings.
我们有彭晓明和陈瑞昌姊妹从中文堂来分享。
And from our Mandarin congregation, we have a couple, Benjamin and Cindy Peng.
From 我们的粤语的会众有郑燕姊妹来分享。
And from our Cantonese congregation, we have Sister Eva Zhang.
我们英文呢会有 Christine 她的分享。
And from our English congregation, we have Sister Christine Unto.
好，下面我们来听我们的分享。
We'll ask those to come forward, give their testimony.
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, it says that, For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So I guess in a Christian, it's a lifelong learning experience to find out.About God's ways. And sometimes this is a lesson not easily learned. And certainly in the past couple of months, I believe that God has taught me this lesson in a very serious way. I moved to North Carolina in 1985 to teach at UNC Chapel Hill. So in year 2000, my children had graduated from college.So I decided to have some adventure of my own. So I took a job in Hong Kong to teach at the Hong Kong University of Science and Technology, a fairly new university then. And then after 14 years, I retired last year in 2014. So I thought that because you know, I have been engaged in teaching for such a long time, I wanted to continue this stream.So I decided to take on visiting appointments in both Hong Kong and also in Taiwan. So that's my plan for at least this phase of my retirement. And so even though I consider North Carolina as my home in the U.S., but in the last 15 years, I really have not lived for any extensive period of time here in North Carolina until this year. So,As part of our downsizing plan, we decided to move from a house to a townhouse. And so in the beginning of August, Cindy, my wife, and I started to look around. And from the time of finding houses with a realtor to the time of actually moving in to our new home, it took less than a month. So needless to say that this is a rushed schedule.Why it's so rushed? Because we had an imminent trip planned to go back to Hong Kong at the beginning of September. And so during this period of preparing for the move, we really exhausted ourselves. You know, we had so much stuff we didn't realize in our old house. And we had to get rid of, and we also had to package a lot of boxes, including things that belong to our sons and daughters.In our house. And as you can imagine, we really suffered greatly from sleep deprivation. And so right after the move, on the second day, you know, I had an accident. I actually fell asleep for about 2 seconds or so, deep asleep for 2 seconds. And so that's sufficient for the car to swerve to the left and got onto a curb.And I guess I always had a fantasy of playing Knight of the Round Table. So this time, I hit a light pole, which is a wooden light pole, and broke it. And so the car came to an abrupt stop. I was asleep all this period of time. You know, even though it was only about 2 seconds, but I actually had dreams during this 2 second period of time. And so the next thing I learned is that there's some kind of siren going out in the car, ding, 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 ding. And my wife, Cindy, warned me, get out, get out. The car is going to explode. Then I woke up and found the airbags and everything were engaged. And so it came out, and then miraculously, I only sustained some minor bruises. I guess partly because I was sleeping, so you know, I was so relaxed. So you know, nothing happened to me. But unfortunately, Cindy actually had some fracture in her finger, in one of her fingers. And so she's still receiving therapy on that. She will tell you more about that next. And so in the Bible, it tells us that it is of Jehovah's loving kindness that we are not consumed because of his compassions fail not. This is in Lamentations. Indeed, I have been pondering upon this verse for the last couple of months. Every time I drive by this site where the accident happens, it gives me kind of an eerie feeling that life and death was so close, and I could have been taken to heaven, but the Lord preserved me, preserved my life, and preserved Cindy's life so that we can continue to serve him. So indeed, because of this accident, I had to cancel my plan to go back to Hong Kong. And so this is not my original plan, not something that I conceived in the first place, but I believe God is teaching me something important through this incident. So through this experience, I had to stay here and taking care of Cindy, and also participating in many of the church activities. So even though I had been in North Carolina for such a long time, but I did not really know this church that well. And so by staying here for such an extensive period of time since the accident happened, and I was able to participate in many of the activities, and even participating in the inaugural presentation of our senior choir, as you just heard today. And so in addition to that, I participated in the ELIM Fellowship, meeting with Elder Chan and Ellen and many good friends. And so I really appreciate very much. And also I participated in the Man of Grace. This is the men's breakfast group. And so if you are a man, and you know, this is a wonderful fellowship for you to come to share our experience with God and share our burdens and as well as our happiness. And not the least, I was able to participate in a Sunday school taught by Professor Pong and Teacher Zhao. And I learned a lot, not only from the knowledge they have, but they have this encyclopedic knowledge of about Bible history. But in addition, I learned from their teaching and their being a Christian, how to serve God in such a humble and a loving manner. So these are all things of which I've learned greatly from this accident. So his ways are indeed higher than my ways, and his thoughts are indeed higher than my thoughts. I thank God for preserving me and allowing me to walk with him. May we all learn his ways and his thoughts and follow the example of our Lord Jesus Christ in glorifying his name. Thank you.
感谢神啊，给我这么大的恩典啊！今天居然可以站在这里啊，述说见证啊，愿荣耀在我们都归给神啊！我们按照计划，应该是在9月11号就搭飞机前往香港，然而意外的在9月9号的发生了车祸啊，造成我的嘴唇破裂、缝针跟手背的骨折断掉，然后开刀，然后上石膏啊，现在还在复原的阶段。在人看来是苦难、是挫折、不幸。 但是我心中充满了感谢跟赞美。下面我从三方面来述说神在我身上的恩典。啊，第一是对人，啊，第一是对己，第二是对人，第三是对神。啊，对己，啊，第一点我先说，从这次车祸啊，在九月九号的当天早上，神给我的话语就是刚刚Ben 分享的在耶利米哀歌第三章二十二节说到啊，我们不至消灭是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，是因为他的怜悯不至断绝。那天的下午就发生了车祸，所以我觉得神真是认识我，真是知道我啊，所以他早就有预备啊。如果我们照人看的话，这个车祸，这个车子全部毁掉了，我当然也可以被灭绝掉，但是神却保留了我的生命啊。过去我就回想自己一生好像没有什么虽然到六十多岁了，可是也没有腰酸背痛、头痛什么、肠胃不适什么、睡眠不好头发甚至都还一头黑头发，所以就会以为说也不是说自夸但是好像就会觉得自己很幸运啦或者是得天独厚。但是我绝对不是自己有什么好处，而且但是因为这些的事好像不太容易了解别人的病痛，如今身历其境才知道很多的不方便。因为车祸发生的时候，因为嘴伤所以饮食说话都很困难。那手伤呢穿衣吃饭更不要说写字了，也不可能开车，所以才发现自己真的很渺小，太有限了，没有一件事情我可以掌控的。也神也光照我，真的在这段时间里面当安静等候神的时候，我就常常被神修剪，也常常被神光照在主前真的认罪悔改，知道我永远无法预知下一分钟发生的事情那但是感谢神他掌管我的明天，他也牵我的手走每一步路。那第二呢，就是对人，在这段时间看到弟兄姐妹的关心跟爱护说饱尝主爱。这件事情发生当天，在急诊室里面就有可爱的弟兄姐妹来到，全程的陪伴我。那然后又有牧者长老各个小组的关怀，那送菜送饭南北小吃家常香家乡好味道，真的是非常非常丰富，令我深深感动。所以我觉得这真的是因为我在 RCCC 教会洛地华人基督教会。教会对我们非常非常重要平时我也在想到自己并没有在教会里面做什么，但是当我领会到大家的爱心的时候，我更觉得亏欠，提醒我不要单顾自己，你还顾到别人。那另外我当然也很感谢我的先生，因为在这段时间体会到夫妻之间关系，我们有的时候说老伴老伴老来作伴，但其实患难见真情在这段时间真的是有爱心、有耐心、有恒心做我的司机不要说了做我的护理师做我的厨子啦做我的秘书啦，我常常很多事情忘记了。那当然很重要的还做了我的美发师hairstyle 都要他来吹因此我接着在这里学到婚姻是我们一生可以学到的功课那婚姻也是我们一生可以享受的很大的祝福。第三呢，就是对神我们的神是说话是做事的神，他是活神。刚刚Ben稍微提到了，我们有工作关系常常香港美国、亚洲、美洲之间来回跑，差不多就是有的一年要跑三四次，因为这边还是有家，孩子们都在这里。那去年退休以后，我真的就想说，我们应该要怎么样来服侍主，我们要专心的服侍主。可是我们也说神是无所不在的，无论在哪里都有教会，我们在哪里都是服侍主。可是我们现在要想要专心服侍主，我们不停的祷告，不停的寻求，我们的神很奇妙，他真是回答我们的祷告，他也真是做事的神，居然用这样奇妙的方法，车祸让我们学到 他要叫我们脚步慢下来，而且要把我们放在洛里华人基督教会。因为在这教会当中，由于这段时间的安静由于这段时间的休息，我们可以额外的有机会参加很多的聚会，无论是主日的牧者们的非常好的灵粮供应，还有平常主日学的教导，还有我们小组长青，还有以灵小组的供应，弟兄姐妹的关怀，彼此的扶持。那另外更重要的，我觉得是这段可以好好的听神的话，可以读神的话。我常觉得神的话就是灵，就是生命，我们知道，但是神对我们这么好，我们怎么样来经历它那神也怜悯我们，有时候真的在圣经这本书非常宝贵。对我来讲，在信主之前是一本天书，讲天上的神话，跟我没有关系。那信主之后呢，它就是一本家书，它告诉我家里的事情，我跟神的关系，告诉我神的旨意，告诉我怎么样听神的话。可是慢慢我觉得圣经是一本情书，你们知道吗？我每次读神的话常常会有很多的感动。神的话在旧约里面，我们也看到好像约瑟跟他的兄弟相认的时候手足之情，又看到在大卫跟他的好朋友约拿丹分开的时候的朋友之情，那也更不要说新约里面的浪子的时候父子之爱，那最后是耶稣在十字架上说赦免他们，因为他们所做他们不晓得。所以很多的时候我觉得神的话真的是告诉我们他多爱我们，他多了解我们，他多愿意把他自己给我们。所以慢慢的跟神的关系我们真的是可以经历他，可以听见他的声音，可以享受他，可以一生能够放心的经历，放心的跟他说话，什么都可以告诉他。所以这次见也让我晓得说无论任何的挫折灾难临到我们都是神的许可，为了爱我们的缘故，没有一件事情是我们就因为他爱我们，所以在有时候我们不要去问为什么只要好好的去安静等候，神一定会告诉我们这件事情的发生的原因。我刚刚前面讲了已经有这么多的恩典，所以晓得说神好像不是，就是在申命记29:29说到，显明的事是要属于我们的，隐藏的事是属于耶和华的。所以我们可以真的放心的很好的跟神亲近也就是在罗马书8:28说到万事互相效力，叫爱神的得益处，乃是按他旨意被召的人。我非常感谢神，也谢谢大家，也荣耀赞美感谢都归给神。
紧张。我今天晚上会用国语。其实我不是广东人，但是我很喜欢在广东聚会。继续用广东聚会。我曾经是很小的时候去移民香港，所以学了会讲广东话。我是福建人。弟兄姐妹晚上好，我今天真的很感谢神，在这个感恩的季节可以跟弟兄姐妹一起来数上神的恩典。在我身上确实有很多数不尽的恩典，可能有时候在可以看到有时候有些可能大家觉得会觉得很小或者看不到的地方， 我很小的时候就外婆带我去教会，然后当时不知道为什么，但是很奇怪，可能圣灵的工作，我一去教会的时候我就会很被吸引，就是上帝的创造啊，上帝的救恩啊，都是很吸引我。那时候还很小，大概七八岁吧，但是还可能还早一点。但是后来我一直跟着我外婆去教会，然后就一直到十一岁的时候，我是在有一个布道会的时候，听到一个呼召。那时候就是比较大了一点，就很清楚，完完全全的，上帝跟我说，我要认罪悔改，我要将自己完完全全的交给他。但是我在那个布道会的时候，就跪在前面，当他呼召的时候，我就真的将自己交给神，我就说，上帝，我就在这里，那你就you know 使用我吧。那时候有一个很明显的那个声音就跟我讲，上帝说，他说，孩子，回家吧。那时候我才十一岁，但是我很清楚，也很听到上帝这样子跟我讲，所以说我很开心。从那个时候，我就花很多时间在教会，在侍奉啊，在教会学习啊，然后我听了很多就是听了很多圣经的话语，我慢慢的真的将上帝放在我心里是一个很重要的位置。我可能那时候我比较是一个单纯的人，所以说我那时候相信的时候，我就是相信，没有想太多。所以说上帝圣经里面告诉我，上帝是我们是应该是我们的全部，因为我们本身就是属于他的。所以说我很单纯的，我将上帝的位置放在大过我的家人、我的朋友、我的自己一切的事情。所以说我花很多时间在教会侍奉啊聚会上面，但是没有因为这样子说上帝让我缺乏。我仍然有很多的身边教会的朋友、外面朋友，我有一对很好的父母，他们很简单，但是他们很明理，很支持我，也很爱我。所以说让我没有很顾虑的时候，当我要去教会侍奉啊，或者去做神的事情。在这里我是想提到一件事情。在中学的时候，在十几岁那时候我是在中学只在那种同学会里面做主席，做主同学主席啊，或者负责很多的活动。有一次大家都在讲活动的时候，那有一个，其中有一个同学，我到现在还很记得他的声音。当时他就说因为平常我们都学校的活动都会在weekend 都会在就是周末，但是我会策划，但是我不会去参加，因为我要去教会。那时候那个同学就当时就很大声就跟大家说，不如我们试一下，或者这一次我们的活动不要在 weekend， 或者在其他时间，因为真言很就是不会参加到。如果我们在其他的时间，那他就可以跟我们一起去活动这样子。那但是我真的很记得，我很感动，因为其他人可能听了觉得什么，但是我听了我就是觉得说，很不简单。就是说我是一个基督徒，因为我在他们同学圈里面，我会摆明，我就说我会基督徒。他们要做这个事情，我就说我有些事情我不会做，有些事情要我就会很每次跟他们我的身份就是 跟他说有些事我不会做，那其实他没有说很歧视我啊，或者不跟我玩啊，或者这样子。在那个时候其实也才13、14岁，但是那时候他们反而觉得很尊重我，很支持我。所以说当我听的时候，对我来讲很重要。我就想到说，就是圣经里面有讲说，你们要先求他的国和他的义， 这些东西都要加给你们。当时我信主之后，我的思想就是抱着这种思想说，上帝是我最重要，在我生命里我是要先求他的国和他的义，其他的东西我倒是没有很worry或者这样子。但是当时他们这个事情发生的时候，我就一 到我现在一生，我觉得我都会记得，我都很感谢，记得是因为很感谢神，他的应许没有落空。他在圣经里面讲的，当我们试着将上帝在我们生命中放在最重要的时候，我们是没有不会缺乏的，我们而不是因为因着要做施工而失去其他生活上的东西。那我之后信主之后，我一直都在教会长大。那当然，有些人有时觉得哦，信了上帝是不是都会一帆风顺啊，或者什么事情都不会，因为有上帝的保守。但是其实也不一定是，但我们也会有忧虑。我曾经走过很多不少死因的 低谷，人生的甜酸苦辣样样，我到现在为止，我回头看，我都有。那在今天晚上在这里分享一些，就是说，在我8岁的时候，我发现很明显的发现有一个良性的那个血管瘤在我的左边上面。那时候一发现就有，然后就 就要去做手术啊，就要切除。那个时候还小，然后就在表面上面做了一个切除的那个手术。然后一直到13年前，我大概做了四次手术，为这个肿瘤大大小小的，有在香港，有在大陆，有在美国。那13年前是做了一个最大的，因为那时候医生就跟我说，因为 血管瘤是很危险，一打开，血管就是喷血，就没办法。那时候太小，没办法，我的身体没办法受得住。然后说，他先只切了外面可以看，但是还根还在。但是一直我都有做一些治疗啊，或者这样子。到13年前，我就做一个很大的，医生我在美国做的，医生将我手臂上面其中一个muscle就刮走，就他说已经拿走这个根。到现在为止，除了留下一些疤或者还会一些影响动作手疼，但是没有说复发，或者因为这确实是一个良性的没有说会恶化的现象。那真的补充这里就是说很感谢上帝， 在我这个手术或者过程，我从来没有担心，也从来没有害怕，做很多治疗或者不一样的疼痛。我觉得我都好像度过了很容易，但是没有去每次做手术，我也不会觉得说有什么特别事情。可能我昨天做了手术，我的教会弟兄姊妹都不知道我做了手术就回来了，就是因为我是一直以来没 我觉得我的生命、我的生活都有上帝一直在保守看顾我，所以说我当时很感谢神。那除了这四次的手术，在我身上还做了，其实不止两，还有两三次不一样的事故做手术，那都还好，都一切 都过了，然后上帝都医治了，然后都很顺利的，所以说一样的，我都很感谢神。所以我身上切了很多肉，所以 然后我在想跟大家分享，就是说我曾经其实也出过几次的意外，在这里没有说特别很详细的提到，然后我只是想提到说，最近的去年，有些弟兄姐妹都知道我是撞到也是开车，其实我被他撞，或者被他大家自一起冲撞，我撞到一个很大的黑旋，可能是两三百三四百，我不知道，看不到，但是我就知道是一个黑旋，因为是警察之后跟我讲，撞到他们也晕，他那个也晕了，之后警察就打死他，然后我就当时那个意外确实很大，我撞到的时候车就会失控啊，然后又撞到人家，然后又被那个车撞到人家的时候又躺回来，躺回来的时候在路上面转圈啊，我其实我也不知道转了多少个圈，我真的不知道，我当时我跟我妈一直就是拿着那个方向盘，就反正在等什么，反正什么东西都不可以做，然后就这样子转来转去转圈啊，然后又转到那个上面的那个旁边的路旁，然后因为旁边当时是下雨的，很湿的，所以说当我回头的时候又撞到那旁边那个塞尾的时候，那就这样冲上去，这整辆车是飞，就是反过来，然后四脚朝天，然后才停了下来，然后我就跟我妈就好像生了一口气，其实我也不知道为什么，但是真的很奇妙，我们什么东西都没做，我们到最后我跟我妈还是坐着好好的，虽然 seatbelt 没了，但是我们两个还是坐的，但是就是 upside down， 就是相反的位置，然后我跟我妈说我们在哪里，然后后面两个小孩子也是这样子，因为他们在睡觉也没有特别的，车是前面撞了，然后因为雪很大，然后后来我们爬出来之后，我们还那个车还烧了，就是车整个 total lost， 但是当时就是我们爬出很，我们其实车停了下来之后，其实外面很多车就是因为这个意外，很多车后面整个 85都已经瘫痪，其实他们说有十几辆车，因为我有一辆车，其中有一辆隔壁那个车前面有个小孩就飞了出去，其实就好像我们这个车不，我们就安全，其他人都有一些，因为后来在医院看，那我们停下来的时候有很多一大半的已经跑了过来救我们，那我也不想，我不知道为什么我出来我就看到很多警车，就是可想而知这整个过程，我不知道，好像很长一段时间，就是不是一分钟的时间，因为警察又来了，那救护车已经来，我下来的时候，所以说，上帝就是那么奇妙，很多事解释我也不知道，当时怎样子去形容当时的心情，但是我就跟我妈，当时就是祷告。跟我妈说，我还跟我妈谈天，我们一直拿着那个车一直这样子，我跟我妈谈天，我妈说哎呀上帝啊，好了够了，就不要了，继续了，这样子停了，这样子好了就停了，然后我就一直跟我妈说你有没有事，我一直说，因为我在她前面这样子，我们两个还就是这样子，上帝真的听了我们祷告，然后车就这样子，后来我们真的一点伤都没有，因为车没有扁，没有什么，就是脸就是摸就是刮擦了一点，任何的伤势都没有，所以说在这次的感恩会我很想提出来，是因为真的确实很奇妙，我很谢谢上帝给我这次的这个平安，所以说今天我在这里真的很感谢神，再一次的在当我去今年去数算过去的一些风浪啦、一些病痛啊，或者一些遇到的挫折啊，我觉得其实真的很感谢神，在这些过程当中我从来没有说失去信心啊或者依靠，我觉得哦这个上帝不真实，为什么我会遇到这事，或者为什么 其实没有这些的困难，也不会因为这些因为说病痛或者我远离了上帝啊，或者就不来教会啊，或者，但是其实我的心很坚固。那这个是上帝的话，在我心里面是扎根扎得很老实。所以说，我很感谢他，很感谢他的救恩领到我跟我的家里人，很感谢他给我这很多次的宝贵的经历，让我每一次就都会说，每次都当我经历到每次。会更积极更乐观，因为人生很多甜酸苦乐，所以说我学习当我乐观的时候，当我积极的时候，我觉得我会走得更容易，更知道上帝为我所预备的是什么道路。真的上帝的恩典是够我用，我真的非常是很珍惜很感恩。在我结束之前我是没有打出来，没有翻译出来的。那我就补充一点，就是说我可以用英文讲，因为就是我就想在这里感谢一些人。其实在感恩的季节，我们是真的要感谢上帝。前几天有一个聚会提醒我，其实我们身边的很多弟兄姐妹亲戚朋友，我们都在这个感恩的季节的时候，我们也想就是说也要谢谢他们在你的生命中。所以说我会用英文讲一下。 So I have some additional want to give thanks. I want to give thanks to all of you, especially youth and brothers, sisters. And in the past whole year, when I doing the children ministry, I feel like I'm so blessing. When I counted this is going to be end of years also, I feel like I'm so blessing. I'm pretty new for this church. I'm pretty, a lot of stuff I need and, pick up and learn and start from the beginning. And then, but I got a lot of support, a lot of prayer for you guys. So I feel like very blessed in this whole, in the past years. And thank you so much, all of you, youth, brother, sister. Especially, I want to thank you also to Paijing. She's one of my, sister, helped me a lot, go through the office stuff, go through a lot of stuff that I don't know, and I have to, learn. She very, very nice to me all the time. So also I wanted to say thank you to all the pastors, Pastor Lin, Pastor Eric, Pastor Chang, and then Pastor Jerry, Ms. Adrian. So, I feel like so blessing because I have that chance to work with you guys, and then work together as a team, pray together, and then we having challenge together, all these things. I want to say thank you so much, and also elders, deacons, that they give me a chance to be, work for the children programs. Children program is one of my favorite serving in the church. And I want to tell you everybody, I really enjoy what I'm working right now. I really like the children. Some people ask me, are you tired? You watching a lot of kids. I say, physically, I'm tired. But mentally, I'm never get tired to working with the kids and serve the God. I know this is God, what I want me, what God want me to do it. So I just, listen and do it. So, and then I just enjoy it, what I have to do it. So, yes, I thank you so much. And then, and the end, I want to read the Psalm 23 to close my sharing tonight. So
诗篇二十三篇说，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不缺，不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安息的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要往住在耶和华的殿中，直到永永。Thank you so much. 谢谢大家。
Good evening. My name is Christine. If you know me and my family, you know that my husband passed away at the age of 46 2 months ago. And while it is still painful for me, I know that it's painful for many people. So today I want to put a disclaimer and to tell people that if you have something to say, because I know that many people try to avoid talking about that subject for fear of troubling me, but I love my husband, I love talking about him, I love hearing the impact that he has in your life, or any grudges that you have, that would be fine too, Tony. So if you want to share that with me, I welcome that anytime. In fact, that would bring comfort to me, and it's a process of healing even if I have to cry. And I think it will be healing for you as well. So please feel free to do that. So let me try to share this. Do you ever ask the questions, why me, God? What did I do to deserve this? How can something terrible like this happen to God's children? We often ask these kind of questions because, as humans, we're more concerned about our well-being, our comfort, and our comfortable life than wanting to see the Lord glorified. Someone wrote that if only we can see difficult crisis as an occasion to bring out the sufficiency of divine grace, then we'll be able to glorify God even in the most difficult circumstances. The question to ask instead is asking, how can God be glorified through these circumstances? But those questions presupposes that God is actively involved in every situation, even though it's hard to accept that a loving God allows or even intends for hardship to happen in the lives of his children. Before I talk about the evidences of God's hands in this circumstance, I want to reject the three popular hypotheses that when something bad happens, it's not true that it is a punishment from God, or that God is not powerful enough to protect and save our lives, or that he simply could care less about what's going on in our lives. So I'm so thankful that we have a trustworthy God whose word is unchanging no matter what the circumstances look like. Based on the testimony of the reliable word of God, we can come up with a different way of looking at this affliction. We know from the story of Job that bad things happen even to those people who love God. In fact, we know that the Lord is actively involved in the painful events that happened surrounding Job's family. So the Lord has been so gracious to our family, and I can't help but look back at the journey that we had together between my family and I. 20 years ago, this December 24th, we met in person the first time. And shortly after that, we decided that we want to be committed to one another. And from that time on, the Lord has used Ehud to bless me, to guide me, to teach and correct and help me grow spiritually. I can never be half of who I am now without Ehud, and that's by God's provision. We especially enjoy serving together. The Lord has graciously granted us many opportunities to serve him, and together we did even greater things. Moving around was never been our choice, but the Lord made it clear that we were going to move from Virginia, where we started our family, then to Shanghai, then to North Carolina, in the span of our 18 years of life together. All these years, the Lord kept us kept on expanding our ministries, molding our characters, changing our worldviews, preparing us for his greater use. How can he take Ehud home in the midst of this so-called fruitful and productive life that he was living? Isaiah 43:40, verse 13 says, "Who has understood the mind of the Lord, or who instructed him as his counselor? God can do whatever he pleases to accomplish the grand master plan to bring glory to himself. Praise the Lord that he chooses to include us, though it often involves suffering. Based on his unchanging character, we know that God never causes needless pain. His grace is sufficient, he has the perfect and absolute knowledge, and he is righteous in all his ways. I know that nothing can prepare us for such a loss, but things that happened this past year helped me to find comfort in his grace. God gave me glimpses of his sovereign plan. It started when our beloved friend Charles Lynn passed away last November. We grieved, but in our grieving, Ehud and I exclaimed that God's plan was beautiful and that it was by God's grace that Charles was given the opportunities to live life to the fullest until the last day of his life. So we both say that we yearn to have that kind of life and that way of finishing our lives. When the doctor came out that day, when shortly after we arrived at the hospital when Ehud passed out that day, in my state of shock, I remember his statement to how it was God's grace that took Brother Charles home so quickly. And it was bittersweet, but undoubtedly it was also God's grace that brought Ehud home. Many of you also knew that I went through a surgery this March, just early this year. And just before the nurse reeled me into the surgery room, she wanted me to sign a form which stated that I release the hospital and the medical personnel from any negligence and liability that can result in my disability or even death. So at that point, when I had to sign that form, I looked at Ehud, who was waiting for me, and looking at me, smiling. And I thought to myself, and I prayed that time, "Lord, if this was the last day for me, I want to thank you for the 18 years of wonderful marriage to this man. I will have no regrets. You have been good to me. Who would have thought that the Lord gave me 6 more months to be with this wonderful man, then he took Ehud home?" As I recalled that encounter with the Lord, I said to myself, "Lord, even though it's hard to understand, I'll still say the same words I say to you that day when I was in the surgery room. It is God's grace that saved Ehud when he dedicated his life to the Lord. It was God's grace that gave him many years of service of being his instrument, touching many lives. And it's also God's grace that brought him home to the loving is his loving arms." So when the doctor confirmed on that second day that there was no change, I cried out, "Lord, you have redeemed him." It was bittersweet, but it was clearly grace that helped me see that this was not an accident nor a negligence on his part. This was God's good, perfect, and pleasing will of God. Revelation 21:3-4 said, "And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people. He will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.'" That sounds like an amazing place to me. Who are we to say that life here on earth is better than being in the presence of the Lord? To be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. There's no place better than to be in the presence of the Lord. Even if it causes pain and suffering to me, I'm thankful that the Lord rescued Ehud and brought Ehud home to himself. I have an atheist friend who wrote me an email alerting me that aneurysm, which was what Ehud had, is a congenital disease. Therefore, I need to do something right away to protect my children and our families. While I am thankful for her concern, I pointed out to her that no human can escape death. It's a matter of time and the manner of how we exit this world. Not even life insurance nor health insurance can mitigate the finality of death. I'm thankful that Ehud is not caught unprepared, spiritually speaking. I can try to have my children go through checkups and shelter them from any possibility impending demise, but I personally think that to be taken in a moment just like Ehud was, is not a bad ordeal for us as believers. So the more important and urgent matter is to ask whether my children or anyone in the family are spiritually prepared for the Lord to take us home. And that question goes for you as well. During one of the hardest times in our lives, it happened when we were in Shanghai. That was when our passports got stolen, when we live in a foreign land, so I had nothing. But the Lord spoke clearly to me through the life of Daniel and his friend. This time, the Lord brought to mind that same truth through this BSF study just this past few months. God always rescues his people, sometimes from death and disaster, and the other times through death or despite the dire circumstances. Death on earth is not the final say. We need to see and interpret our circumstances in the light of the unchanging nature of God's attribute. Even though, like Daniel, I wanted to see God gets the glory, but I cannot say that I'm enjoying living this day-to-day life. After we came home from that hospital, life took a drastic turn. All of a sudden, I became a single mom, trying to raise my two hurting teenagers who also try to make sense of life. It's easy to say that God is in control, but it's hard to face the day-to-day knowing that we won't see Ehud. We can't even call him. And we can't expect him we can't expect to hear his voice, his counsel, his encouragement, his laughter. Not at this time, and not anytime soon, or not until the time we leave this earth. We can expect him to come home to be with us while we have to face life. So this month alone, we're still dealing with many things, such as broken roof, broken closet lights, broken phones, Abigail's cello broken neck, and a broken van, and this month is not even over yet. But still, the hardest part of all is knowing that I won't be able to share life, the joy and the pain and the excitement and the demands of life with my dearly, dearly loved husband. I have so much more that I have to do. But at the end of the night, I'll be so exhausted. But on most days, I'll be awakened super early in the morning, just missing my husband. My children also say that there's rarely a time when they don't think of Ehud, even in the middle of class. We could only anticipate the pain and the sorrow of going through Christmas, celebrating birthdays, anniversaries, going on vacation, going through big events like graduation, college, missing Ehud. And although life is so much more unpredictable from now on, God's word continues to give me comfort as I'm reminded that our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Even if our life looks bleak at this time, I know that God is still at work, still actively involved in our lives because he is not done with us. The same life verse that brought us from Shanghai here reminded us and strengthened us at this time. From Ephesians 2:10, "For we are God's workmanship, his masterwork, the work of art, created in Christ Jesus, for his good work, which God has prepared for us beforehand, so that we can walk in them and living the good life which he has prepared for us and made ready for us." It is now clear that the Lord moved us here to North Carolina to carry to RCCC for a reason, since it was necessary for us to live here, to be part of this world, this community and this church, to be part of the school, Carey Christian School, And we would have thought that he planned for us, or who would have thought that he planned for Ehud to be taken into his glory this past September. But God wanted us to be surrounded by believers like you to bless us in so many ways. And at some time, and at the same time, he also wants us and you to be Christ's body, to learn to hold each other up, to bear each other's burden. And he said, whatever you did for the least of these, you did it unto me. So I can't even mention the names, because there's so many of you who help out during the memorial service, who brought food, sent cards, brought groceries, gave cash, checks. Some of you come to help with the yards, fix the car, pray for us, and so many more. Please know that we are grateful for you. So my thanksgiving prayer to all of you comes from 2 Corinthians 9, 10 to 15. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You'll be enriched in every way to be generous in every way, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God. This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ, and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Thank you.